I want to go to Kate Carnell first, because Kate, as Executive Director of the National Association of Forest Industries, surely you must be a little bit uptight about these non-compliance issues.
Sandy, no, because it's part of the process.
Since 1999, we hear that the things that are supposed to have been done by 1999 still have not been done.
I don't accept that. Well, I accept that there's a process in place. A five-year review of the RFA has been completed. That was done with significant community consultation and community input. What happens with that five-year review is it goes to both the Tasmanian and the federal government, and they respond as well. Now, it's certainly true. In that review, there were issues that were raised, as there should be, on ways that we can get better. It is a continual improvement approach, and those issues are being addressed. As I said before, that one of those things that were addressed in the review, not by me, was that the actual processes, the communication of the processes that exist, hadn't been all that good, and people really didn't understand how the RFAs and the processes surrounding it actually worked. We can always get better as an industry, as I'm sure all industries can, broadcasting, mining, whatever. We can do better, and the industry is striving to achieve that.
Sure, but Kate, you understand it doesn't look good when the things that are implemented straight away are the ones that benefit the industry, and the environmental concerns appear, and I stress, appear to be left on the back burner.
I'd like to say appear, and what you just said is absolutely wrong. As part of the RFA, the first thing that happened was a significant number amount of our forests was locked up in national parks. That was day one. 458,000 hectares of the best forests that we had were locked up in national parks. Now, a lot of the industry was very upset by that. It did mean that there was a huge amount of restructuring. Some people closed, some people had to change the way they operated. There was a huge restructuring in industry, and there were jobs that were lost as a result of the RFA on day one. What happened after that was we put in place, not just in Tasmania, but in other parts of Australia as well, an agreement that was reached between state and federal governments to oversee how our working forests actually operated.